So just to review, so we have the great Chevre fiasco. Oh, that's what the word I forgot. The great Chevre fiasco of tough. What was it? Cafe, right? Yeah. It was a terrible time, right? All right. So what happened? So the Baal Tokeh did two tashrats. Then he did a tekiah, two. See how I wrote it there, like Morse code, right?
Yeah.
Two like.
Yeah. We understand.
Right.
I don't understand.
One second. So what happened? So he decided that the people got very angry. He got very angry, grumpy Jews. Okay.
Yeah,
half of them said you got to go back and start this whole thing again. The other said no, just do another shever and you'll be fine. That was even more interesting. Is what the guy decided to do? Well, he said I'm gonna have my own pshara. He did three tashrat, tashat, then it's kia, then he did four shvar. Okay.
What did two tashats there do?
Here?
No,
why did he do this? Oh, that's a good question. Good question. But what was he trying to accomplish by this? For some reason, he was saying. But what was he doing? He somehow thought that this Shever, I think he's thinking it was, that this Shever was, you know, make up for one. As if like they're like interchangeable pieces.
Who is this guy? This guy's.
Yeah. No, his scheme.
His
scheme.
His scheme?
Yeah. Ledvarov. Chachno, Hiskim Ledvarov.
Oh, that's what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Okay. So he said they did it wrong.
No. Oh, right. Sorry, right. He was maskim that what the guy said before and what his Rav El Yaakov said. He agreed with them. He agreed with him. Right. Amar.
Shlok eden hachaziru. He said that he shouldn't have gone back all the way to the beginning. Vigam trokeya avar al shavos.
Which is pretty aggressive, by the way, but that's a separate issue. I don't want to define why that's the case, but anyway, right? Right. The osa shechiser. Yeah, you got it.
The osa shechiser min ha-shevarim. And he...
The guy who was missing the shvarim.
Missed one of them.
Right, so the fact that he messed up and started a trua sound, he didn't mess up the seder. He's it's okay. It's all good. Why'd he go back? Kavan.
Kavan the true of Shvarim, Shnehem Mishum Trua Dikra.
Who? Right.
Because both the Trua and the Shvarim are from the same place.
Now, who does that sound like? Going back to our original positions. Really? Okay.
Oh, actually, well,
not sure.
I'll says in a second.
Okay, that's true. But right now, what would you say?
Right now, I'll go either way.
Okay.
Say, sounds like they're being Tom.
But go back further, up the ladder.
You see my
all the way up the ladder. You know what I mean? Like, it's either Ravina, it's either Rav Haigon or the Rambam. All right, go on a little bit. So he says the Ganach and Yalil are true achasi. The Havale, here's the problem. Oh, sorry, excuse me. Mishum trua de krahu, de kav dinan.
The kav dinan de misafgalan.
Misafgalan.
Misafgalan. Again, they're right because of safek. Dem Ganach and Yalil. Maybe it's a Ganach and Yalil.
And they're all trua, okay? V'havale.
V'havale kamo nisakel b'shvarim shechozer alav.
Okay, now that's important. So that's no different than what? That's no different if in a regular tashat, right? The makri calls out tkiah, guy's tkiah. Let's say the regular tashat, the guy does two shvarim, right? And let's say he made a mistake in a regular shvarim, okay? Not in a shvarim trua, a regular shvarim made a mistake. So what do we say? If he makes a mistake. Right, exactly. You can just go back and do the shever. So if I did shever, and then let's say a short sound, right? What do I do? Just do a shever again.
Yeah.
That's fine. That seems to make sense, except for this one part here, when he says, "V'achanami yachzor v'yitka shever echad v'yaria."
So here also we should just do the last shever and then do the truos. Tekevan shaloa negamra hatrua. Lo have a
right.
And because he didn't finish his truos, and there's no
hexic. Dami. Right.
And this is says as if he did this after this.
Avavadai.
Avavadai im nigmara trua have a hexic, but if he finished the truos, it's definitely hexic. Kevan de shlosh shvarim shlo v'yozeh harzeh. The hexic of a trua.
Have a hexic. This is a big problem. V'have ketrua shenechla l'shtayim she'in a klum sarach lachzav v'kola kashrak. This is a big problem. Huge problem. The big inconsistency here. Okay? What's inconsistency? So it's like this. Now we're going to write up the, we'll put, I'm going to erase the angry Jew part.
Let's put Ravan over here. So what does Ravan say? He says what? He says, if I do a tekiya, shvarim, and let's say I do a trua, so what do I do?
Shvarim.
Go ahead and do a shvarim. Right? But if I did a tekiya, let's say shvarim, and a tashratzet, obviously, and then what did I do? I did, well, it doesn't matter what set, but whatever. And I did what? I did an entire trua, right? Right? Now, what can't I do?
Another
shvarim. Another shvarim. Okay? Why is that problematic?
It's not.
It is. Why is it problematic?
The Havamina is that would be problematic.
No, he says this is problematic. No. Excuse me. What's problematic about this line of reasoning? Why does line of reasoning not make a lot of sense?
Either it registers or...
Why is it seemingly inconsistent? What makes it inconsistent?
Either it registers or doesn't matter.
What? Either what registers?
Any sound.
One true.
Okay, good. Right? In other words, he has this magical thing now of this idea of this doesn't register as anything, but this does. Okay? To the point where what can it do? It could break up a set of shvarim. Now, one of you guys asked before, can you breathe during... that's going to be the Rush's question, but... do you take a break in your set of shvarim and creating it? Right? Yeah. So at this point, what would you think?
No. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. But then, why should this make a difference?
Right.
Why should this make a difference? That's very difficult.
Then you tell us before they can do it, like, hours more.
Oh, yes. But the question is, that's a complete sound. Right? But I can't do a shever, and then another shever, and then another shever. That I can't do. Right? So this is very problematic. Why does he come... Where does he get this from? Very problematic. Not easy to solve.
Maybe.
It's very useful for people to
be
watching.
What? No,
it's not.
Shehiya, right?
Yeah.
Okay, which that's the other issue, which I'm not so interested in. That's the issue of the length of the hefsek, right? But I feel the Rabbi Abba, the Islay Shehios, even according to Rabbi Abba, where he does have breaks, mafsikin. Okay, the second part is not my interest. I'm not interested in that part. It's the first part I'm interested in. So now what does the Rush say? Umasha kasav.
Okay, umasha kasav shehichzer shever echad b'yira. Right, so this guy said that you should go back and blow your shever and then do the truos in the Hishrat case. Umasha madibarav sheh eno tzarech alasos shlosh shvarim.
Stop. Right. That what? So the Rush is saying, what's the problem? Right. What's the problem with the Ravan that I could do a set of shvarim, do shever, break shever, right? Whereas the Rush holds, they have to be
one breath,
one after the other, right? I'm so excited. Right. So that's one machlokas, right? Can you have within a shever a break? Here, the Rush is saying, no, that's impossible. Keep going.
And, but...
what I wrote before...
We said we have to do it in one breath.
Right.
Good. We have
to go
back and do a new...
Right. Now, umasha kasav...
Umasha kasav, aval bada yam nigmara hachura havi hefsek v'chulei. In this day, he said that if you do a whole set of truos, it might be a hefsek. Ad v'hayu ketrua shen nisachal.
Genechlik alishtayim.
Veniklum. And if you do a whole set of truos, it's like you
split the true into two, and it's nothing. V'tzarech laksa of the koa kashrak. Right? Eino nirali. Why?
The kevan shalo gad gamar ha kishara kashrak, whatever, the trat. Since you didn't finish the trat. It may not true.
Right, so what does he say? So he says, right, so again, I didn't finish my kashrak. I did two shvarim, and then I did a complete trua. Okay? So he says, what do you call it? He says, since I didn't finish my shvarim trua, so what can I do? What should I do? If I did this,
you could just say three new farms.
Right. Go back. Right, to this. Whereas according to the Ravan, what I have to do?
Oh, I said
what the Ravan would have to do?
according to the Rambam, you're done. You messed up. You got to go back to the beginning.
No,
so,
even
trust rap.
Even better.
That's a nafka mina. Nafka is what do you go back to? He says, I haven't done anything yet. So just start your shvarim all over again. It's not, which sounds like a shvarim shniska. But anyway, I didn't do anything yet.
Well, he
right?
asked that question.
What? I know.
Whereas he's saying what?
He's saying that I messed everything up. So I got to go back to the tekiah.
Oh.
Okay? Keep going.
Below Dame Lahade Maskev Rav Avira, the Dema Yalo who were Maskev Shvarim Bain Tekiah Ladrua. And it's not the same as the case of Reyes and Gemara where Rav Avira asked.
Which is the Havamina, right? Maybe it's the ones that have say.
Shvarim would be a Hemsek in between the Shura.
Right.
The Hasam E Yalo who Kal Maskev Dehain Hashvarim, does it?
Mm hmm.
Me'ain
a trua klal, because what do we say? The hasam, if it's a trua, right? Then what we're going to say? We're going to say the shvarim isn't a trua at all. V'ave the gamrik kol acher, okay? Then what does that make the shvarim?
A foreign sound.
Okay, keep that in mind. Kol acher. Yeah. You'll see why that's important. Keep going. This is the rush. Right. About kashrak, osim mishum safek. Right. But why do we do a tashrak? Dilma ganaf yellow. Right. That's the key thing. So what's a shvarim shrua? Right. A shvarim shrua. Right. Is kol echa, which sounds like who? That sounds like the Rambam, right? So I would have to. I would posit. Right, but at this point I say he sounds like Ramamish and he sounds like Rabbi Eglon-ish. Okay, so what do we do now? You want to keep going?
Yeah, do you want me to keep going?
No, it's okay. I think we can start. What I'm intrigued by is not so much the Rush, but more the Ravan. I mean, I want the Machlokas between the two, but the Ravan is the one I'm really intrigued by. And the question, okay, so in my opinion, the world of Rahaigon, when a person blows one long note, okay, so the thing is that I'm gonna call that note to some extent. We'll call it an indeterminate sound, okay? Or for those who like physics, there's a quantum element to that note. Why am I saying that?
You mean like potential?
I'll show you. No, not quite. That's what Ridley says. The same thing.
Can I rephrase?
Ridley gets so upset when I do that.
Do you mean in potentia? Is that?
No. I'll show what I mean. There's contained within it. A solitary note, like those two shevers and that little trua, right? Oh. Right. Each one of those, in truth, is not what you think it is. I'll show you what I mean.
So
okay. In it contains both. I'll show you. Okay. Look at the Rav says.
I hear.
The Rav says as follows. Okay. Look at the sheets. Okay. I'm going to read this only because, right. So let's cut to the chase.
You have rough sheets where?
Yeah. Here. Here. I just want to finish this. No offense. You could. It's probably easier than the Rush, but yeah. Okay. Turn the page over. You see where it says Vinir Eliyashev? Turn the first page over. Okay? It's Laman Hay. There's two pages total. Here. There's two pages total. Here. Daf Laman Hay. Okay? He basically brings down the Rush and the Ravan. Listen to his svar for the Rush. We all know this already. What he's saying, I think we would say the same thing. V'nir Eliyashev Bezeb, right? He says, De'iyun Shambalash and a Rush. The Shvarim Trua Shal Kashrak Havei Akol Trua Achas V'Kol Echad. So the Rush says, in a Kashrak, what is it? It's one Trua, one call. What does he mean? V'nir Mevor Lefizeh, De'atam Shetzarach Neshima Achas Da Rush. Why do I need one breath when I produce a Shvarim Trua? Ein Arak Mishum Da Havei Kiyum Echad Shal Trua Kol HaShlosha Shvarim. We said this before. According to the Rush, a shvarim trua is really one actual sound. Okay, even though it sounds different, it's one sound. Okay, v'imkeinir pashut debichia gavna shebeemsa shlosha shvarim hifsek bechatzi trua. So therefore, if I blew two long notes and then stopped, okay, hifsek bechatzi trua. Bezeh gam im yamshech l'tkol to shvarim v'atrua ne minishim achas. Right? If I blew two shvarim over there, okay, and then blew a trua sound, right? What's the problem? What's that truer sound considered like?
One call.
No, the.
A shorter.
Oh, you mean the dot one or the?
Yeah, the dot one.
Oh, a shorter shvarim.
No, that's good, but no. What's that? You're that, that's according to the Ravan. According to the Rush, what's that considered? A neshima. A different. Right, and therefore I broke up my shvarim, and therefore that's why it doesn't work. Remember, according to the Rush, I got to do these three neshima achas. If I did a dot over here, what have I now done? I've broken up, right, because he looks at all these kolos as one, meaning a shvarim trua is one sound, a shvarim is one sound, and a trua is one sound. When is a shvarim one sound? When you have three, right? If I have two and then something else, you can't say I have one sound. Okay, the sound of a trua, a sound of a shvarim has in it. That's the Rush, though, not the Ravan. That's this guy. You were trying to answer that guy. Okay, so now he says, this should all make perfect sense, okay? He says, V'afte chatzi trua lo havei hefsek. So even though a half a trua isn't technically a hefsek, l'fi she'ena kol shalem, v'avei ketchilas kol ba'alma. But what you could say is, yeah, but one second. But what is, you wouldn't call this a chatzi trua, it's just the sound, right? It's a sound, right? Nonetheless, mikol makom, this is a key thing. It's trufi nami lo mistarif. Mimkein shuv lo havei kol echad. Right? But the problem is, what's this sound doing? It's dangling. Or as you put it, it's like, well, I'm going the opposite direction of the ether. But I mean, it's dangling, right? What's this sound doing? It has nothing to attach itself to. So therefore, what does this sound now do? It's, in a sense, placing itself right in between the shvar. Okay? It's just explaining why it has to be done in the shimahas. Okay?
According
to the Rush. Okay. Now skip down to where he says, u'uma zeh b'das haravan. Right? Nira. Okay? Dishlosha shvarim aftehem mimaisa echad. Okay? Even though the shvarim are one maisa, shel kol shvarim v'kiyum echad behem. Again, so the three shvarim, a lot of words here. The three shvarim, even though they're one maisa of a sound of shvarim, and there's one kiyum, okay? Aval b'chefza shel hakol shlosha kolosem. So even though there's one, now this is kind of what you're saying. There's the idea of shlosha shvarim as, what do you call it, as one kiyum. But then there's an idea of a chetza of a kol that has three sounds in it. Okay? There's three sounds contained in this thing called shvarim. Now, korcha gam in ba'ina neshima achas behem, gedet sarfam l'kim echa shal shvarim. Ava ko echa lo ba'ina behu. Ulachi yachol hamshek v'neshima achas ut ko as hashever, hanosaf ukribir hagra. So what's he saying? Why does it work according to Ravan? We're not answering the whole question. What's he saying? Again, he's saying, it's true that I got to do a maisa echad of kol shvarim. And it's one kiyum. Aval bechetsa shel kol shlosha kolosim. So therefore, igami ba'ina neshim achas. Aval kol echad lo ba'ina bahu. Right? What am I lacking if I do two shvarim, right? And I have a trua, what am I lacking right now?
The rest of the trua.
Nothing. Right, nothing. I'm not lacking in anything yet.
Right, yeah. Right. I just added a true one.
Right, but I haven't but I still can complete my what?
It's like my tomb is set.
But look at his lashon. He calls it a kol ba'almahu. Okay? Kol ba'almahu. To keep that in mind.
Now, the
Ravan's
doing
no, it's worse. Well, watch. Skip ahead to the daf lam avav. Listen to this. See if you can figure out what he's saying here.
But why is he going further in this?
You'll see. Okay? He says, V'hine ikr taimel shal Ravan dechati trua ein hefsek. He wants to understand clearly, why is it that single sound over there is not considered a hefsek. Okay, this is very difficult. L'chorahu mishum de'ena kol shofar ela kol ba'alma. So I'll tell you why. Because if I blow this sound here, right, that's not a kol shofar, rather what is it?
A far sound, nothing.
It's a sound, a beep. It doesn't register to anything. It's not a kol shofar. That's what you would think. Okay, but he says, v'kol ba'alma ena oseh halo shal hefsek b'seder tekiyos. And a sound, right, doesn't produce a chalos hefsek, meaning a sound doesn't register as anything. It's just a sound. It's just a sound. It's not a true. It's a sound. But he says, "Umahai taima sober Ravan the im gamar trua have hefsek to call shalom shaper have hefsek." And then it makes a lot of sense to say, like you guys are trying to say, what? Ravan.
That is the Ramban.
Great. And then if I did this whole thing, maybe you'll think that's a hefsek. That's what you guys want to say. Look what he says. He says, Elaim kain tamua.
No, I'm not saying.
No, you're right. It's just im kain tamua. It's a question. Lama hutzrach lahosif But that were true. Why does he add the following words in? Why does he have to say, since we're not sure if it's a ganech yalil, and it's really all one shrua, right? And therefore, it's no different if it has niskal b'shvarim. The mashra lefizeh, because it's mashra by using those words, right? The time of whom mishum the shrua he also calls shel tashrat. The eno meseder acher. The havei kaniskal ba'alma. The ha here it's like the havei chati shrua. Umidach im heter the niskal who ikra tam the chati shrua ain't a hefsek. Im kain gam b'gmar shrua lahavei kaniskal lo lahavei hefsek. But that were true. If you're going to tell me that this is really a kol ba'alma, right? Why isn't these calls for Alma? And if you're going to tell me this is really a, let's say you're going to use the terminology Chati Trua, but then a Chati Trua means what? It registers as something. Okay. He wants to know.
Why doesn't nine register as something? Because Halacha makes nine register as something.
Okay, well, watch what his answer is. I don't know, but that's what his answer is. Listen to this. He says, okay, he says, Valko Panim Zanira Mivur Meharavan, De'im Beseda Shal Tashad Hisip Chati Trua. So therefore, according to the Ravan, if I did a chati trua in this, which is that sound there, right? Have a hefsek seder tefios. There should be a hefsek. And what you were calling the seder tefios. Vote open shall hefsek ika ayde hashmat. Listen, I'm sorry. He's like this. He's saying, vanira. He says the hefsek, I'm sorry, skip the next paragraph. He says, vanira. The hefsek being a tefios, right? Masha possibly el. Betray godly. So it turns out when we say, this is kind of what you're trying to say. When we say there's a hefsek, okay, between tefios, okay, there's two planes or two expressions of hesed, okay? Chada al yidei maisa shel tekiya. The gufa maisa have a hesed v'seder tekiyos. So one of them is when I blow a maisa tekiya, meaning a shofar sound, okay? And then the question is that the right shofar sound vis-a-vis the set, okay? The od ofen shel hesed, but it's not kind of hesed, ika. Ayde hashmas kol acher shel shofar. The other kind of hefsek is when I hear a different sound from the shofar. So again, there's two types of hefseks in shofar, according to the Rav. One is a maisit kia, right, which means I blew a shofar sound, it's the wrong shofar sound vis-a-vis the set. And the other way is to say that no, there's another kind of hefsek, which is what? Which is a kol acher, except he's going to hold the Ravan agrees with both. That's the magic trick. Okay.
What?
Yeah. How? Watch.
He
says the chiyagavna gufa kol chashav hefset bein atzkiyah l'shavaneh l'truah l'tzkiyah shachareh. So again, two kinds of interruptions. One is an interruption. I did a maisa tzkiyah. It's just the wrong shofar sound, but it's a shofar sound. Versus saying it's a kol acher. Kol acher, and the wrong maisa tzkiyah are two different ideas. How? Watch. Umatanira. The imnova lodum mitzad hefsek shal maisa tkiya. Now, let's apply the first rationale. Then what did he do? He did the hefsek from the maisa tkiya hefsek. Okay? Bezeg gam chati trua have a hefsek. Then a chati trua would be considered a hefsek. Why would a chati trua be considered a hefsek? This so maisa tkiya via ika. Because I have a maisa tkiya. Okay? What? Right?
A beep's not a maisa tkiya, 9 beeps are maisa
tkiya. Oh. He says, "Gam zasek ha hefsek ayn sham ach alze mahani a hetter shal niskal." But that's why we have this hetter of niskal. The kevan shen niskal lo niskavlin kol acher elahaya also from maisa tkiya shal tkiya shem chuyaba b'taka me'osa min shal trua. That's nice. B'taka me'osa ha min shal trua elashatav ba me'mela lo havi hefsek. So that's where the hetter comes in. Meaning like this: what should you say if I blew two shvarim and then I blew this sound? What should I say? From the perspective of maisa tkiya, I did something. I introduced a chati trua. But we have a hetter, and the hetter is called this shvarim sheniskal business, which means, because it's hetter, what can I do? I can go back to here. Why? Why can I continue with shvarim? Again, he says, very interesting what he puts it, he goes, because v'taka ma'oso hamin shel trua. Because what did I blow here? What does he mean by min trua?
It's
right. Remember we said before the Yom Shura?
Yes.
That's what he means. The Min Shal Shura here means that the sound I blew, right? So since with this is what I'm trying to say before. Within each one of these sounds, right, actually contains what?
Oh, it's very weird. A Shura aspect.
Right. Each one of these sounds had in them a reality of Shura. In each sound. It's just that the thing is, it hasn't been determined yet what?
Whether it's going to be used or not.
Right.
That's the quantum idea. You understand? Inside these contains a reality. They're basically truths. They just haven't been defined yet whether they're going to be the longer or shorter one. Kind of like what you were saying, that like the Shever is like the long one's like a shorter, excuse me, this sound is like the shorter version.
No.
But it's a little bit different. Right. In other words, what I'm saying is that in here contains a reality of Trua. Like, wait, problem. A reality of Trua. The only question is, it hasn't been what?
Recognized.
What? Recognized or actualized, right? Okay. But when I say actualized, which one it's going to be? Right. But it always exists in it. Uh-huh. Even when I blow the sound. When I blow this sound, it has...
Yes. Wait. I understand what you're saying right now, but there's a problem.
There's always a problem.
Hold your mouth.
Then he says it is. Then he says... The sosof hataka call the tuck of osa minchal tru. Right? Elisha Tabama Mela Lohabe Hefsek. Ula me idach gisa hepter the niska lobahani lahsek shibit kio shibitsada call shover batsmoso. The sosof hataka call achash inomina seder call atsumo kakla seder. Ubazello echpaslama kavana sabaltakea in taka mezer shiniska. The sosof yeshtafanino call acher hamahava hefsek paseder kios. Ula zeba ina mahak time of the havi chati trua be inze call shaman. So what's the second reason? Plugging if this is a call ba'alma. I'll read it slowly this time. He says, Ulam idach gisa heter de niskal lo mahani lahefsek shibitz kio shibitzada kol shofar batzmoso. Right? The sosof ha taka kol acher she'enu mina seder. But there's another problem. What did I put in here? Well, let's say here. Okay? Let's add this. Right? And now this is what you were kind of saying. Okay? I have a call acher now, okay? Again, he says, the sosof hod taka call acher, she'inu mina seder. That call atzmo, makakla is a seder. And the call itself does what to the seder? To the seder. To this seder. And messes up the seder. What did I say to you before? I said to you, it's good. Got the ball rolling, okay? He says, hold on. The sosof yeshivinu call acher, hanahave hefsek b'seder tkios. And that's causing an interruption in the seder tkios. Right? But the guf call itself is not poso. If I finish the trua, okay? It's true you could say that what you could say is me p one hefsek, this is not complete, right? But what's the problem now? The Yeshkan Kol Acher Shel Shvarim. What do I have in here? A Kol Acher. Not a Chatzi Trua problem, but what?
You actualize another type of Trua.
He says...
You
actualize
the yellow, you finish a set
of things. He says, right, he says, Kol Acher Shel the Tzarech Lachso, the Kol Kashrak. Because what did I now put in here now? A Kol Acher. Not what? It's not that here I'm worried about within the note itself what I've actualized, or that I've introduced a whole new kol into this Seder Tkios.
Right.
So again, if I'm looking from the perspective of Maisa Tkia, it's true you can call it a Chati Trua, but what does it have in it though? That's the key move. It has in it what? The quality of Trua. The property of Trua. The reality of Trua. Well, yeah, it just hasn't been decided yet. When is it decided what it's going to be?
I
do three in a row. Right? Well, three shvarim.
It's not nothing. Both of them are potential. Isn't it nothing?
It's not nothing.